Vermont Secretary of State Jim Condos was in Washington this month to testify before the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence regarding election security. He appeared not only as Vermont's chief election officer, but as president-elect of the National Association of Secretaries of State. He says anything that has a computer in it can be hacked.
The question is, have you put the right defenses in place to fend off those attacks? Having said that, I will say that I believe strongly that there's 50 secretaries of state who are, or lieutenant governors, in some states it's a lieutenant governor who oversees elections, but there are 50 of us who are working diligently every day to protect the integrity of our elections and prevent any attempts to hack in. And I think if you go back to the original 21 states that were attacked and only one was actually breached, everybody focused on the one state that was breached. But the good news was there were 20 states out of the 21 that fended off any attacks.
You mentioned that all 50 states are working on this. How great is the variation from state to state?
You know, there are variations. There's 50 of us. The beauty of our election system is that it is decentralized, decompartmentalized. The states essentially run the elections, and we have different systems in place. So it's not easy for anyone to try to do a national attack on us. But on the other hand, I think, you know, there are best practices, and I think that's what many of us are working towards.
What are some of those best practices?
Well, for instance, something which is near and dear to my heart is that we require a paper ballot for every vote that is cast. We do a election audit within 30 days of the election to verify that the numbers are correct. We don't use the same systems. It's completely separate and independent. We have same-day voter registration here in Vermont now. We've had it now for about 15 months. We've been through two town meeting elections with it, and it's worked pretty well. If, for instance, someone were able to hack into a voter registration database, if you have same-day voter registration, no voter would be denied. The other thing that we have is we have automatic voter registration, which we work with DMV because they ask the same questions we do. It helps us maintain a more accurate database. There are some other things that we do as well. We have, obviously, firewalls that are in place, many firewalls, not just one. We do not connect our tabulators to the internet by hardwire or Wi-Fi. They don't even have modems in them. So there's lots of different things that we do that are considered best practices to prevent situations from occurring.
Secretary Condos, you testified that there's millions of dollars of HAVA funds that need to be distributed. Would they help with some of those things, or are they needed in other areas?
Let me just give you the brief history on that. HAVA back in 2002 passed and included $3.9 billion to be distributed to the states to modernize and update their equipment, their voting equipment and voting systems. Of that $3.9 billion, all but $396 million was actually appropriated over the years. So there was still $396 million that had been allocated and approved but not appropriated. I've worked with our congressional delegation here in Vermont for the last 4 or 5 months requesting that the fastest way to get money to the states was to appropriate that final $396 million because it's inconceivable to expect us to receive the money in August or September and think it's going to have any impact on 2018 elections. It might have helped us for 2020, but getting that money late. We all have procurement policies and systems that we have to follow. We have to do the due diligence on what we're trying to do. So in any case, what Congress did was in this omnibus bill that just passed was included $380 billion of the 396 that we had been requesting. So that's a huge benefit to all the states. And this is not a red state, blue state issue. This is for all states. It's significant amounts of funding. It will help us update our systems, provide better cybersecurity, and in some states actually help provide new machinery to update the machinery. Remember, a lot of the folks are using tabulators or whatever that had extended use for about 15 or 20 years, and it's time for us to start upgrading those again.
Jim Condos, did you get the sense that the committee was taking your concerns more seriously, particularly in the wake of the alleged Russian meddling and the Facebook situation?
Yes, I do think that the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence was taking it seriously. They have been very instrumental in helping us to secure that money. One thing you said, alleged Russian interference. There's nothing alleged about it anymore. I think the only person that alleges anything is the president. Other than that, all the intelligence agencies are firm and secure in their position that the Russians did, in fact, meddle with our elections last time. But I want to be clear, they did not successfully change one vote to anybody's knowledge across the country.
How concerned are you that it'll happen again in the next election?
All indications are that they will be back. And that's why it's incumbent upon all of us to react, to take the offensive, and ensure that our systems are intact.
Jim Condos, as of July, you will be the president of the National Association of Secretaries of State. Election security will be a top priority, I take it.
That is going to be probably my main focus, is to help my colleagues across the country. I'd like to focus on cybersecurity. I'd like to focus on best practices. Because of the nature of 50 individual states, we have not focused on, in general, best practices, and I think it's time that we start to look at that.
Do you have other priority issues that you'll also be working on?
I think for the next year, since we have a general election coming up in November, we're going to be pretty preoccupied, and I think that we'll be focused pretty much on cybersecurity, and actually then we'll be focused on moving towards new equipment going into the 2020 election.
Vermont Secretary of State Jim Condos will be sworn in as president of the National Association of Secretaries of State in July. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.